Well, when you hear that song, I'm a very strong chance that on the other end of our telephone is the founder, director of Nefesh B'Nefesh, which has been dedicating its amazing days, weeks, months, years to encouraging Aliyah, not only from North America, by the way, but from anywhere they could be of service, of course, to the state of Israel. Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Josh Fass, who is either very close to or about to hit a massive milestone for 2010, is with us live via telephone. Rabbi Fass, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. Good morning to all the listeners out there.
Wow, it's been a while since we've spoken. Every time you're on the phone line, it brings a smile to my face.
Good to hear your voice.
I just think of all the accomplishments. So basically what happened was, if I have the story straight, and you know I like to do the stories on the air, so we'll go through the details. But if I have the story straight, there was a very, very likely chance, a real shot, at achieving in the year 2010 5,000 Olim through Nefesh B'Nefesh. Am I right? Was that the concept?
We put out a target for 2010 for 5,000 Olim. A little bit ambitious, but we're coming extremely close to it. As of yet, those who have landed, those who have arrived, who came through our offices and been facilitated by us, will be 4,850, just from North America and UK. We've helped 50 to 100 other people from other countries, so we've helped close to 5,000 people this year, which was really a tremendous accomplishment for the organization.
Unbelievable. It's just incredible when you think about it. The number is amazing, and the accomplishment is amazing. And in the scope, again, in the larger picture, in the scope of Jewish history, 5,000 in a 12-month period is simply remarkable. I mean, it's just when you think about it, and I know, believe you me, there are many people who would advocate for a lot more and would wish that a lot more would be coming in a much shorter period of time, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
No, 100%. If you look at just the global numbers as well, last year, from the entire world, there were only 15,000 immigrants to Israel, and this year will be up to 18,000 immigrants, and to think that 5,000 of those, of the 18,000, came through our organization, it even magnifies the accomplishment. It also sobers you up a bit to realize that there's much to be done, and Israel needs new immigrants, and Israel needs new blood. But the percentage of what we're handling is considerably high.
Not to get into your, too personal about your thoughts about all these accomplishments and all the work that you're doing, but I'm sure there are people who are curious. Is someone like you able to maintain the youthful enthusiasm that was such an important part of the beginning of the Nefesh B'Nefesh project?
I think we all have the enthusiasm. I don't think we all have the same amount of hair, but we all have the same amount of enthusiasm that we started. I mean, which, you're dealing with people. You're dealing with actualizing their dreams. And the moment that you have a phone call from a person and they tell you that their family is planning to make Aliyah in several months, And you handhold them through the process, helping them alleviate fears and helping them just connect the dots and helping them prepare the plan, and then to see them at the airport at JFK, and then to see them at touchdown at Ben-Gurion, and then to be invited a few months later at their house for a barbecue, and then a year later at their bris. You know, it's just, you can't lose your enthusiasm. It's you're building Israel, and in capital, which is, the individual capital, addressing so many different issues that Israel needs, but you're also fulfilling just dreams of individuals, which is just so rewarding.
Oh, no question about it. Early on, and I have not paid attention, I should have looked at the website this morning, frankly, but I have not paid attention to the flight schedule over the last few months, probably since Rosh Hashanah time. Early on, and you'll confirm whether it's still true now, this was always a big time of year, right? There were always flights in December. Am I correct about that?
There was always flights. We used to have in December, a few years ago, we started only, we had a charter flight.
Right.
Marking the end of December. But because of the volume and because of just the variety of the Olim coming, the diversity of the Olim coming from all over different states, we decided to start splintering them into different groups. We had a group arrive from L.A. yesterday. We have a group coming next, two groups coming next week. I mean, just in December alone, we had 580 Olim.
Wow.
Megaliyah. So it's, wow. It's December was a hot month, even though we didn't have a charter flight. We had many, many individual and group flights arriving.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Josh Fass is with us live via telephone. We've invited him on to wish him a big mazel tov because they are hovering, Nefesh B'Nefesh is hovering around the 5,000 number, the 5,000 mark in terms of Olim for the year 2010. In fact, if there's a big push, Rabbi Fass, if you get a big download of applications this afternoon, who knows? You might be able to sneak people in
who
before.
Let's squeeze another 50 in next week.
By the way, what's the quickest Aliyah you ever did? Is there anybody who downloaded an application was on a plane 48 hours later?
I think we've had 3 days.
You had a 3-day Aliyah?
I think that was the quickest.
Oh my gosh! I thought you'd say
shorter. I think somewhat. Yeah. They're always remarkable stories. You always have individuals who just, for many different reasons, want to make the move.
So a guy called your staff today and said, "I want to move to."
It was really extenuating circumstances. He was a VIP of a certain political nature. He needed to get here soon and have an Israeli passport. And
I see you're getting nervous. You know my listeners.
I am. I'm squirming in my seat as I talk.
You know how much the people who listen to this show want to move to Israel, so you're worried. But if someone would, with the right circumstances, call someone in your office today and say, "Look, I must move to Israel this weekend," you can make it happen.
We can make it happen.
You know, the last time we had a Nefesh B'Nefesh representative on the air, I believe it was the most recent time before today, we were discussing one of the fairs. I think it was a job fair that was going on in New York, I think in October, if that makes sense, after the Yom Tov.
Right.
And one of the things we learned in that conversation, I've been waiting for 2 months to ask you about this, is that the job market should not scare anybody. You have great success rate in terms of actually helping people, you know, get placed in jobs. And just because, unfortunately, here on this side of the world, we are suffering from high unemployment in this country, you are able to really place people in comparable or close to comparable positions over in Israel. Is that still a statement you would make now at the end of 2010?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
It's the first time, if not the first time in history, that the Israeli situation, economic situation, is better than the American economic situation. And we still have calls, constant calls from different firms, different institutions, different professions asking who we're bringing. And they want first grabs.
It's unbelievable.
Even yesterday we had a meeting with a large firm who wanted to come to New York and recruit. So there's still options, and there's definitely
when that happens, and I know it's a silly question because every case is individual, but when that happens, how many people are they looking for? When a firm says that to you, they could be looking
to fill. It depends. We've had hospitals coming to us saying that we need 5 doctors. We've had firms in the past that come to us and say we need 36 accountants.
That's unbelievable.
I'll give you an example. Right now, Bar-Ilan has just won the tender of building the new medical school, right. University in Tzfat. So we are an arm for Bar-Ilan to help staff the university.
And Nefesh B'Nefesh Olim will be part of that staff?
Correct.
For sure. I mean, like, you know it already.
Oh, yeah. And I'm in efforts of going out and helping recruit for prospective staffing.
Unbelievable.
So there's still a tremendous need, and there's definitely professional viability.
How's Go North?
Career.
Oh, sorry about that.
Go North is amazing. Go North, if you want to have youthful enthusiasm, let's talk about Go North. Go North has been an incredible, incredible program. People thought we were crazy when a year ago I said I will bring 1,000 Olim.
I think you thought you were crazy.
That's true. I think I told you that online and offline. I said in 5 years I would bring 1,000 new immigrants to the north, to the Golan and Galil, to bring obviously Jewish blood, but entrepreneurship and young blood, and to try to revitalize it as being a potential and viable community for new Olim. And we are finishing after year two. How many Olim did we bring up north at the end of 2010, just 2 years after we launched the program? Oh, close to 500 people.
Wow. Right on target, huh?
It's even more on target. 500 was supposed to be year three and a half, four.
Right.
So we're a year and a half ahead of plan. This year we brought 300 people. The year 2 years ago was closer to 200, and that's it. Next year will be 450.
Is there an industry that you would point out to people who are listening now in the United States that is really appealing up north, or it's a complete variety?
It's like, a complete variety. You have the medical professionals who are being grabbed up by the hospitals and by clinics. You have teachers, English teachers, there's a tremendous need up north in the institutions, of the educational institutions, professors. But anything. I mean, it's just spread out.
Right.
And that's why the Go North program, we try to help with transportation to get people from their communities to their jobs or to the opportunities for employment.
Mm.
But there's a tremendous variety of options up north, even more so, I think.
Unbelievable. Well, I wish you a mazel tov. 5,000 is the number that where they're at, folks. Could you imagine just under 5,000 Olim from Nefesh B'Nefesh this year, in the year 2010, and who knows what will happen in the next week, as the month of December, as you just heard, is a very hot Aliyah month, thank God. And, I know that your schedule's insane, but you got to come in here again one morning and take calls from the listeners. There's so many people out there with so many good questions and obviously concerns. You know, look, you're speaking to a guy who knows he should be living in Israel, but, you know, the apprehension and the hesitation is so great, and you know all the obstacles, you know all the the thoughts that go through. I mean, you know it yourself. You used to live in the United States. You know.
Right. No, 100%. This is what we do. This is what we live 24 hours a day, talking to hundreds of people.
How old were you when your family, meaning your parents, decided to spend a stretch of time in Israel?
I was 10.
10 years old. And you have mixed memories of that experience.
It was a horrible year.
And you're willing to say that to people.
No mixed feelings about that.
And you would say that to any 10-year-old today, that you had a horrible year in Israel.
And I speak about it in seminars openly, in lectures. We had a very, very difficult year. And the remarkable thing is, even though we left after that one-year pilot year, every single person in my family lives here today. All my sisters, my parents, and my parents now, 20-something plus grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
Even though it was, and I say this to myself, what can go wrong? We all came back, but, even after a difficult year. But it was enough of a spark of optimism and hope that was lit inside all of us to somehow reconnect and find our way back to Israel.
And look how many you've brought with you at this point. You're a Jewish hero, Rabbi Fass. I know you hate when I say it, but you're a Jewish hero.
So and you want to hear some cool stats
yes,
for the year?
Yes.
We're going to end off the year 2000.
Let's hear the numbers for 2010.
Because I know you love this stuff.
I certainly do.
I prepared something for you. So from North America alone, we've had 1,200 singles make Aliyah.
In 1 year?
In 1 year. We've had 1,300 families. That's translated to 3,000 plus. Individuals. We have right now in the Army 533 Nefesh soldiers serving in the Army.
Oh my gosh.
33 doctors made Aliyah this year.
What?
Yep. We talked about 300 people going north. 25 rabbis, 62 lawyers, 35 social workers, 160 teachers, 16 psychologists, 12 speech therapists. To date, since we started Nefesh Nefesh, how many babies were born from our family?
Oh, my gosh.
2,200.
2,200 Sabras.
Yeah. How many marriages? How many people came single and got married? 510.
Do you know the statistic for this year, how many of those 1,200 singles are now married?
Oh, I have no idea. I can check, but 8 of those 510 met on the plane.
I know. That's 8 of them? 8 plane couples?
8 plane couples.
That's amazing.
I love that.
It's amazing, I'll tell you. Those plane rides must be a great social experience.
It's a kiddish. The most beautiful thing, that the Sabras is still happening, just to give you a sense of that, last week we had our first lecture on becoming a mother for the first time in Israel. Like,
wow.
For expectant mothers, but they're giving birth for the first time in Israel.
Wow.
Okay? So how many people showed up pregnant? 75.
Oh, my gosh. All of them expecting?
All of them expecting.
Oh.
It was a fantastic seminar.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's...
You leave me speechless.
So even though we're bringing thousands, and we're already 26, 27,000 Olim since we started, there's a whole internal aliyah that's happening.
That's correct. Building the Jewish state, because, Rabbi Fass, as I always remind you, and you remind everybody, the future of the Jewish people is in the state of Israel.
Amen.
Unbelievable. I look forward to your visit. I don't know when you're coming in. We'll figure it out.
Let's do February. I'll come in and we'll
That'd be time. Great. Rabbi Fass, God bless you. Continue your amazing work. And Mazal Tov, what an amazing
Thank
2010
so
Nefesh B'Nefesh
so
has had. Oh, Rabbi Yehoshua Fass, Nefesh B'Nefesh. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Round the world on the web, jmnam.org. Oh, I'll give you the information about Nefesh B'Nefesh in a moment. In fact, I'll do it right now. 866-4-ALIYAH, 866, the number 4, and then A-L-I-Y-A-H.